You are now tuned into the truth. You are now tuned into the truth. You are now tuned into the truth.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Truth Is with your girl, Ash. This week, I want to talk about this recently minted word, adulting, that reportedly is a word that millennials came up with. I don't have the receipts on the facts, so I'll just take Cosmo and Time Magazine's word for it, two articles that I read recently to do a little research on this topic. I was inspired to cover this topic, one, because adulting is a word I've heard used heavily over social media outlets like Twitter and the Gram, and admittedly, I use it too. So you will see tweets that say things like, so my dinner didn't consist of almond milk and raisin bran, I actually cooked it, hashtag adulting, or I ironed my clothes for work the night before, hashtag adulting. One that Cosmo shared in an article titled, Kindly Shut the Hell Up About Adulting, adulting known as existing, was, I have clean laundry, ! Hashtag adulting. Now, before I get into my thoughts on adulting, I want to say that I did do some research about this concept, like I just mentioned. And in the Cosmo piece this past June, a writer by the name of Danielle Tullo, she's annoyed with the millennials, specifically women millennials, expressing all the various ways that they are adulting. She reports that adulting is defined as to do grown-up things and hold responsibilities such as a 9-to-5 job, paying mortgage or rent, paying a car note, or anything else that makes one think of grown-ups. She also reported that this year alone, the words have increased by 700%. So people use it a lot. And, you know, the reality is I think people believe that they're really adulting out here in these streets. Now, Tullo's annoyance stems from the fact that she doesn't see why people are patting themselves on the back for doing things they would normally be doing as adults. She says that adulting implies that being an adult is not a necessary part of growing up, but rather a life choice you're hesitant to fully buy into. I disagree, but everybody's open to, you know, everybody has a right to their own opinions, and I'll get into why. Now, when I was reading this Times article, they reported that according to the Journal of American Speech, adulting is considered to behave in adult manner, engage in activities associated with adulthood. That's just one definition that American Speech came up with. In both the Time and Cosmo piece, the reason for the creation of this word or concept is a result of our generation, millennials. I'm saying our because I understand that not all people who listen to my podcast are millennials, but specifically for millennials, that our generation is doing quote-unquote adult things much later in life in comparison to our parents or grandparents. Now, here's why I don't agree with the bullish. While it's true that more millennials are living at home at a much older age than their parents, we're having kids at you know, a much older rate, we're owning homes later in life, etc., it doesn't mean that our parents didn't experience this feeling of adulting. I argue that they did experience adulting, they just didn't have a word for it. We live in a more transparent world because of this social media age, because of the digital revolution. And I just feel like our generation is very vocal about missing the old days of our youth. And if you can call it the Peter Pan syndrome or whatever you want, but I'm just looking at it like, you know, at the end of the day, any adult is missing, you know, not having to be an adult. I have a 19-year-old cousin who in 2 years went from being a regular high school student who never had to worry about loans or how she was going to buy food for the week to saying things like, my life is just school and work. All I do is go to school and work. And even as a college student, she's not afforded the luxury of not having to worry about how to budget her Forever 21 paycheck. Like, she has to think about these things, breaking down, like, am I going to buy food today or my Metro card or whatever. So even at 19, she's experiencing those bits of quote-unquote adulting. I was with another cousin over the weekend. She's 12 and pretty much an awesome kid. Also, my 19-year-old cousin's awesome. All of my baby cousins are. And I was desperate for company while I was running from one store to the next to run errands, like grocery shopping and buying things for the new apartment, while my loving husband was enjoying a full day of Sunday football. So I had asked her, I was like, you know, Trent, I really need some company. Do you want to come out with me? She was totally down to do it. And, you know, I'm just trying to run errands, like I said. So if that alone doesn't sound like a typical adult life, I'm not sure what does. Anyway, I carry her with me on these errands. And I had like several stores on a list. Like I had a to-do list. I had all these stores I knew I needed to go to. Again, the feeling of having to be an adult. And by the time we reached our third store, which was Bed Bath & Beyond, we were in the aisles while I was trying to decide whether to buy a box of Band-Aids or just go with the first aid kit. Like this was literally something that I was mulling over. And I just want to say that I didn't even decide yet. I'm thinking the first aid kit is probably the best option. But while we're there and I'm mulling over what to do, she stops me in my decision making. And she's just like, you know, Aisha, I'm having fun. I'm having a lot of fun. But man, it seems like being an adult is hard. I didn't say anything to her about adult life. I didn't even complain to her about the fact that I was the one having to do all this stuff while my husband's out, you know, in the crib chilling, watching football or anything like that. But it just was like out of nowhere, she just had this revelation. And to say that her words were music to my ears would be an understatement. I don't think I had ever been more proud of her in that moment. Yeah, she has excelled in her science project earlier this year, which garnered her honorable mentions. And she ended her sixth grade year by landing in the Honor Society. But none of those topped this incredible moment where my 12-year-old cousin insightfully noted the hardships that come with being an adult. My reaction was quick. As soon as she said that, I was like, girl, you have no idea. Adulting is truly whack. And please know that being 12 is a gift and you need to enjoy every freaking second of your youth because, please believe me, the last thing I want to do right now is be in aisle 6 of Bed Bath & Beyond trying to decide on Band-Aids versus a first aid kit. I continued by telling her that while I'm now in my 30s, I still want to do some of the things I used to do when I was 12, 21, shit, when I was 25. You know, I pay rent, I pay car insurance, I pay for my groceries, I pay bills. And when my HR lady at work comes by to drop off the paycheck or the pay stub, my money has already been spent. Thanks to direct deposit and online banking, I'm allowed to pay all my bills before I even get that 9 a.m. drop off of my pay stub. So when I was 12, I didn't have to think about a paycheck being spent before I opened it because I wasn't getting paid. And I wasn't getting paid because I didn't need a job, nor did the employment laws allow for 12-year-olds to work, but that's neither here nor there. The point is, being adult means, for me, constantly trying to get your life together. And I emphasize for me, because I can only speak from my perspective. Every time I think I'm 10 steps ahead of my bills, the laundry, meal prepping, life throws a wrench in my organized setup, and I'm instantly feeling like I'm 9 steps behind. So one example is, while we were driving around running all these errands, I noticed that there was like a tiny little dent in my windshield, and I'm thinking, great, if a rock hits this shit, it's going to crack, and now I'm going to have to shell out money for a new windshield. And I know that life all too well because it has happened to me before while being an adult. So I tell my little cousin that you can be grown up in age and not do adult things like equip your home with health aids in case of an emergency. And if that's your choice, then so be it. Like, I'm not knocking anybody. But most people don't want to be 35-year-old bums. So that means that they got to embrace adulthood. And adulting requires a level of responsibility that is not required of a 12-year-old. Recently, I was in the kitchen at work, and a few of my coworkers and I were discussing the right amount to put down on your credit card payment every month. I could have easily tweeted, talking credit cards and monthly payments, hashtag adulting, hashtag you know you're an adult when. We spent a large part of our lunch break talking about credit card payments, stocks, and investing. And what we learned was that we don't know a damn thing, that we're completely ignorant on a lot of topics centered on finance. We wanted, however, or we want, I should say, however, to be more informed. And that's because as adults, being responsible with your money is important. And I know that I know I'm not wholly responsible. I know there's a ton of adults that are much older than me that are not even responsible about their money. But it is an aspect of adult life that you have to stop and consider. Like the idea of having a financial advisor, you know, having an accountant if you can. All of these things I've been told are really important and useful and trying to get your money game right. But again, it's things that you have to think about and set up and researching and all of that. That's just shit that I just never had to think about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Shit, the fact that I can say things like 20 years ago makes me feel like a real adult. So the reality is, or the truth is, being an adult means checking your bank account regularly to make sure you didn't overdraft. That's some shit that I do. I probably check my bank's account, I want to say 3 to 5 times a day. Call me OCD, but it's true. Because I don't want any mistakes, or I want to make sure that I'm managing, as I don't have someone to do that for me. Truth is, being an adult means making protein shakes with kale, because after 25, your body starts to break down on you and you could use the extra vitamins. Truth is, being an adult means exercising regularly because you no longer have the metabolism you once did. So the fat practically takes up residence on your lower belly and only considers moving once you start hitting the gym. The truth is, being an adult means taking accountability for your actions. You know, there are so many times where I see my younger cousins do things, and one, they may not know that they did something wrong, or they do stuff and they don't realize the severity of the situation. Some of them don't even know how to spell accountability, and they're teenagers. They don't understand that concept, and I'm not knocking them for it. It's just something that you learn along the way. And I know adults who lack the ability to take accountability for their actions, but being able to do so is one way that people define being an adult. You know, they say like, well, when you become an adult, you got to learn how to take accountability. That is a part of adulting. That is a part of being an adult. The truth is, being adult means being the bigger person, which I constantly have to be, but let me tell you, I'm not a fan of. I'm not a fan of having to stop and think, wow, this person was wrong. I'm going to be the bigger person and I'm going to handle it correctly. Sometimes I don't want to be the bigger person. I just want to be like, fuck it, and not care and not do the responsible adult thing. But I have to, because I know that it is the right thing to do. The truth is, being an adult means not clocking your annoying ass coworker in the face when they, well, annoy you, because what's going to happen is you're going to get fired. And that's not cute. You have to think about those things. You have to consider all of those things. You have to, I mean, I think about, I live in New York and I work in New York City. And there's crazy people that get on the train every day. And I'm always thinking to myself, if somebody stars with me today on this train, like, you want to know that you are going to wild out and bust ass. But now we have videos, right, on our phones. So everybody's always Snapchatting or Insta-videoing or just videotaping you. So say I want to wild out on somebody. It doesn't even have to be my coworker. It might just be somebody on the train. And I could be in the right to do that, right, protecting myself. But now that video is all over YouTube and I'm going to get fired because it's not good for the company. So truth is, when you become an adult, the choices that you make really do affect you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really have to stop and think a little bit more clearly. When you're younger and you do stupid shit, you don't even have to think about it because you're young and you're not thinking about the consequences. But being an adult requires you to do so. Again, it doesn't mean that you will just because you are an adult or of adult age. But more times than not, people are going to have less sympathy for you because they're going to start with, well, she's an adult. She should know better. So yeah, adulting is hard. You know, do you know how hard it is to figure out what groceries to buy for just two people and how easily you can waste vegetables? I can't tell you how many times asparagus has gone to crap or my red skin potatoes have spoiled or my sweet potatoes simply because they were sitting in the fridge and I'm coming home every day from work, tired, beat. Didn't have time on Sunday to prep the meals. Don't really know what I want to eat. Want to be creative about my shit and go check some, you know, recipes.com for some cool shit. But you're just too tired to do it. Like, even after I am done recording, I have to prepare food for tomorrow so that I can eat. And not only so that I can be well nourished, but also because I spent money on that shit and I don't want it to go to waste. Not to mention, my mama would always say there are people out there in the world that don't have the luxury of eating. So, you know, this may sound like first world problems, and to some extent it is, but it's also noting that if you're blessed to be in a situation to buy groceries on a weekly basis, there are still challenges. I have to go to 3 grocery stores just to make sure I get the right things for the right price. 3 freaking grocery stores. And I didn't know about that shit. And I remember I told my mom that one day. I was like, Ma, you know, I got to go to like Trader Joe's and Fairway and Target. And she's like, yeah, I used to have to do that too when you guys were younger. And I'm thinking, so you just wasn't going to give me the memo? You weren't going to tell me that this is like normal adult behavior? You know, adults will tell you, don't rush to grow up. Don't be in a rush to grow up. Don't, you know, enjoy your youth, enjoy being young. But growing up, I remember hearing those things, but I never remembered being told why. And that's why when my little cousin, you know, out of nowhere had this epiphany that this, like, she just automatically associated me having to go to all these stores to get all these things with something that was connected to being an adult. Cause this is not her life. She's literally just kind of on the ride, just kind of riding along with me. And it just is like, if she's going to recognize that, I feel like it's my responsibility to not only say, you know what, Star, you're absolutely right, but to also break down the why. You know, I was like, look, I wish I was 12 and I had to do this shit. You know, I understand that because you're 12, you're beholden to everything your parents say and you can't make a move without them saying yay or nay. But there's food in her fridge and she don't have to worry about where that came from because her mama and her daddy bought that shit. There's food that's going to be cooked and she doesn't have to worry about who's going to cook it because she knows that her mama's going to cook it. You know what I'm saying? If I don't cook, I don't eat. And if I don't cook, that means that I got to go out in the street and spend money that I don't really have to make sure that I eat. That's adult life. You know what I mean? Not only do I have to go to 3 grocery stores just to make sure I get the right things for the right price, but I have to come home, unpack said groceries, and plan out meals for the week. It's a whole thing. It's a whole process. And don't get it twisted. I'm not mad that I'm in this situation. I'm just saying that to Danielle Tulo, for the writer of that Cosmo article, and anyone else who thinks that we are patting ourselves on the back for opting to make a tasty, warm meal that involves protein and veggies versus a bowl of cereal, you're wrong. I'm not mad. You know what I mean? I think that it's just, we don't need to ignore the fact that it's hard. You know what I mean? I remember about a year ago, myself and 2 of my friends, we took our favorite high school teacher out to brunch. It was a great time. And she was 65 at the time. And she told us that even though you're 65 physically, she's still 25 in her head. You don't stop feeling young inside just because your body is getting older. My mentor, who was also the same age, she said the same thing to me the other day. We were just talking and she was just like, you know, it's just weird getting older. Like, it's scary. Because you remember what it was like to be young. Debbie has like such a young spirit. I mean, I call her my mentor, but the reality is she's my friend. And she's decades older than me. But because of her young spirit and her cool attitude, hanging out with Debbie is just like hanging out with any of my friends. Because why? She's still like 25, 26 in her head. She's a grandmother, but she's still a down-ass chick. You know what I'm saying? These women, you know, my friend Debbie, my old high school teacher, they're women who are world travelers and still traveling, mind you. They're avid Pilates goers, if that's even a word. They stay out late and party. I remember one time, I know Debbie because I used to work for her. And one time she came in, she dresses fly all the time. And she had this real cute outfit on. And you could just tell, like, it wasn't just a work outfit. It was one of those day into night outfits. Because I was like, so where are you going? And automatically, she was just like, yeah, I'm going out tonight. Because I just knew, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, she might be 65, but that doesn't mean that she doesn't know how to have a good time and still go out and dance and party with her girls or whomever. I mean, by actual definition, they're senior citizens. But to me, they're official G's in the game because they're still living their lives in spite of the fact that they're getting older. And I love and respect them for that because there's always going to be talk of getting older or whatever, but they can also talk about relationships, travel, fashion, like vintage Chloe bags, you know, things like that. And I really appreciate that conversation because it puts things into perspective that, yes, I might be a millennial based on the year that I was born, but somebody who was born 20, 30, 40 years before me still feels the same way. You know what I mean? So yeah, just because you're getting older doesn't mean that you're mentally or emotionally old. Many people still have young spirits. I told my husband that I wanted to do fun things like dance, but my weak knees won't let me. I'm so tired. I'm so beat. Like, it's 10 o'clock and I told Debbie that I was like, girl, at 10 o'clock, I'd be like knocked out. And she's like, what? And she's up late sometimes. You know what I mean? She's looking at me like you're crazy, but it's just like adult life means that you're doing all of these things. You're going to work, working that 9 to 5. You are thinking about money and how you're going to pay your bills down. You're running errands because you know you have an apartment and you need to furnish it and you need to get things for it or whatever it is, you're going to meetings after work or networking so that you can build up your brand or whatever endeavors you have outside of work. All of those things are work in of itself. Shit, commuting is work. It's tiring. So when it is 10 o'clock and I'm ready to call it quits on a Friday night, you know, I can only attribute it to the fact that I am living an adult life. And while adulting may be a millennial word, it's not a millennial concept. Once you become an adult, whether it was in the 90s, whether you were an adult in the 60s or just last week, everyone is going through it. Le struggle is real. That's French for the struggle is real, people. So, you know, once I did complain about becoming an adult, I did, I'm not going to lie. And my friend's mom said to me, well, would you rather die young or would you rather grow old? And I said, you know what? You got that, Miss Karen. You totally got that. So while I choose to no longer complain about the adult life, I'm definitely not out here acting like it's the bee's knees and I'm loving it. You know, yes, there are benefits to being an adult. You can get in a car and drive wherever you want. You don't have to answer to your parents. There's no such thing as a curfew. But for everything that you get out of for being, you know, everything great about being an adult, there's another thing on the list that I could say sucks about being an adult. And sometimes it feels like the things that are not fun about adult life feel all consuming. They feel like they're overriding the positives about adult life. And I know that it to be true because they wouldn't make adult coloring books. Like, that's a thing now. And I have one and I love it. And it is therapeutic. And it does allow you to go back in time and remember when you used to just color, when all you had to do was color. I remember being in kindergarten or first grade and knowing that my main project was to color inside the lines. Like, that was the challenge. I wish that was my only challenge in life sometimes. You know, being an adult means that you have more challenges, more responsibilities. When Biggie said more money, more problems, he wasn't lying. You think you got a raise? Okay, you got a raise, but now you got a new car. So now that raise kind of evens out because you were able to get something new with that raise, but you have to keep that thing up. So it's just not as simple. They have adult camps. I have a friend who went to an adult camp and she looked like she had a bomb ass time. Paid money, did the whole, like, you know, camp life thing where they had bunk beds and activities and shit. But these people were like 30 years old. And I'm not even knocking it because someone understood that we're being more vocal, that we're exercising this feeling about, or we're expressing this feeling of being overwhelmed by the adult life. And I don't think it's because we are doing things later in life. There might be some, you know, truth to that. I just think that you're not prepared. I don't care when you were born or when you had your kids or whatever. I think that at the end of the day, out of nowhere, like my cousin who's in college, adult life just sprang up on us. Like, out of nowhere, you had to just kind of get with the program. Out of nowhere, it's like, all right, now I have a job and I have to do my taxes. I have to make sure that if I owe taxes, I pay that shit back. So I'm not, you know, on some Wesley Snipes shit. No disrespect to Wesley Snipes or Lauryn Hill, but hey, you know, tax evasion is a real thing. You have to go grocery shopping. You know, my husband and I, it's just us. We don't have children yet. So we have to think about those things. Like, every single week we think about, all right, what are we going to eat this week? Do we want to buy ground beef or do we want to buy pork chops? It sounds like a privileged life. And it is, because there are so many people in this world who don't have the luxury of having those conversations, but it's stressful. I remember calling my mother-in-law and being like, what does Brandon eat? Like, what did you do when he was younger? That was like a legit conversation because I can't buy a whole bunch of stuff and cook a whole bunch of meals when it's just two people and we have different schedules. So when he's hungry, I might not be hungry. He might have had a day off. I'm not, you know, like, there's all these different things, these factors that play into feeding yourself, separate from having the funds to do so. So, you know, at the end of the day, like, it's freaking hard. And I want to come home and go to sleep some nights, most nights, to be honest. I don't want to cook or clean or budget the checkbook, but I can't not do those things. I have to do those things because I'm an adult and I was raised right and I believe in, you know, getting my life together, which is just a constant struggle on a daily. You know, I have to exercise. I have to make sure the rent is paid. It's November 1st, so I definitely got to make sure the rent is paid. And all the other stuff that comes along with being an adult. So if I decide to tweet, just paid my rent, hashtag adulting, don't hate on me. Just let me be an adult and let me tweet about how adulting is what it is, which for me is a challenge. So, you know, I'm not, again, knocking how people feel sometimes where it seems like it's an excuse and you're just patting yourself on the back. But if it's something that you are not accustomed to do or accustomed to doing, I'm not going to be mad that you're celebrating that moment where you chose a real meal over, you know, Cheez-Its and wine. You know, that's real. Like, I had a coworker who was like, her lunch consisted of M&Ms and Kit Kat bars because it was Halloween. And that's just what it was, because she didn't prepare food that night, the night before. That's the reality of our situation. And I don't think that we should be complaining about it. I don't necessarily view when people tweet these things out as complaints. I do take it lightly. I think it's lighthearted. I don't think it's that deep. But it did make me think about that. And it's just interesting because, like I said, my younger cousin was able to step back at 12 and be like, dang, this is what y'all got to do. Which is great, because I'm glad that in that moment, spending time with her, she was able to see that it's not fun. For her, it was fun. She said to me, she was like, look, I have to do homework. So this was going to be the most exciting thing I did all day. So if me running errands and going to several different stores to purchase whatever it is that I needed to get added a little bit of fun to her day, I'm happy. But it was also, it inadvertently became a lesson in adulting, so to speak. And I want to make it seem unattractive to her, because you don't get those years back. You know, if you are blessed to be in a home where your parents are taking care of you and you live in a nice neighborhood and you're not dealing with abuse or living in a country where they're bombing you every, you know, other week or whatever it is, or you're not going through political turmoil and you live in a country where you can marry whomever you want. I want to illustrate as best I can, or demonstrate as best I can, that adult life is not, living an adult life is not always what it's cracked up to be. There's this illusion when I was young, you know, and I think for her too, that, oh, I want to be an adult. We were in such a rush to be adults because it seemed cool, but nobody came and shut it down. I'm like, no, this shit ain't cool. Let me tell you what I got to do on a daily basis. Somebody told me that shit, I'd have been like, all right, cool. You know, I enjoyed my childhood. I am definitely blessed. I have, you know, parents that took care of my brother and me, and we were fine. But the details of how difficult it is to manage money, manage food, manage, you know, bills, manage whatever, even just thinking about your professional life. You know, when you're young, you have the luxury of being like, I want to be a this, and then change that shit the next week, because you don't really have to commit to anything. You have to commit once you become an adult. You have to think more clearly and intentionally about the things that you do, because they're going to affect your life in a more serious way, I should say. As a kid, you have somebody making those decisions and those choices for you. And if you're blessed enough to have people who care about you and are making good decisions that are going to benefit you, then yes, I want you to enjoy your childhood and not rush into adult life. So while I understand where, you know, Danielle Tulo was coming from in her piece, I just can't really get with it. I believe that adulting is a real thing. For me, and I feel like it's the case for a lot of my friends and my peers, and we are trying to navigate our adult lives as best we can, and oftentimes it is very, very challenging. So don't knock it, you know, hashtag adulting all damn day. I'm not mad at it, you know, it's all good. But you know what? Let me know how you guys feel about adulting. Hit me up on Twitter at truthis25. Tell me, you know, hashtag adulting. What did you do this week that, you know, you felt like was certified adult life? And keep me posted. You know where to find the podcast. If you don't, I am on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher. And you can also check in at truthis.podomatic.com. If you have any questions or you want me to give you some advice on anything, hit me up on theheartofconversation@gmail.com. Also, you can find the site, on my website, theheartofconversation.co. That's theheartofconversation.co. Always so excited to come and talk to you guys every week. Thanks for taking the time out. And remember, the truth will set you free, but first, it will piss you off. like the idea of adulting. That totally pisses me off. No, thanks again, guys. Till next time.